This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli instructs party leaders and cadres to work actively to improve people's living standard. Home Minister Ramesh Lekha clarifies investigations against Rami Lamisani are being carried out as per legal provisions ensuring his human rights. Sudhir Pashchim Royals enter playoff, defeating Poker Avengers in NPL, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken says US is in direct contract with HTS rebels controlling Syria after toppling Assad regime. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli has instructed the party leaders and cadres to work actively to improve people's living standard. The Prime Minister's remark came during his address to a program organized by the UML Central Organization Department at the party's central office in Lalitpur today. The Prime Minister pointed out that ideological clarity and unity should be maintained within the party and it should be oriented towards the journey of socialism. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli has reiterated that the current coalition government was formed to advance the country to prosperity by ending political instability. Addressing a program on the occasion of the 21st National Japu Day celebrations in Basantapur of Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister said the ruling coalition aimed for the political transformations in the country. Expressing his view on the National Japu Day, the Prime Minister said the Newari culture is enriched by its historical values and originality. He also pledged to increase funds for the promotion and protection of the Newari culture. Home Minister Ramesh Lekha says the government is highly aware of the guarantee of human rights of each citizen. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Nepal Press Union in Chitwan today, the Home Minister clarified that the current investigations against Rami Lamisani, the chair of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, are being carried out as per legal provisions ensuring his human rights. On a different note, the Home Minister said that consensus from all political parties would be ensured to amend the constitution. The Home Minister said the constitution should be amended for strengthening the Federal Democratic Republic and the inclusion. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, has proposed to the government of Cambodia for operating a direct flight from Cambodia to Vairava of Nepal. Minister Pandey's proposal came during his meeting with Cambodia's Minister for Culture and Religion, Chai Burni, in Kathmandu today. The culture minister informed his Cambodian counterpart about the subsidy that the government has ensured for airline companies operating flights at Pokhara and Vairava international airports. During the meeting, they also exchanged views on developing a Buddhist circuit by connecting major Buddhist destinations in both countries and cooperating in areas of art, music, tourism and culture. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, has embarked for a 5-day official visit to the Republic of Korea. Minister Bhandari left for South Korea for reaching various agreements on the occasion of the completion of 50 years of establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and the Republic of Korea. Minister Bhandari's secretariat informed that during the visit, Minister Bhandari and the Minister of State of South Korea will sign a Memorandum of Understanding on Trading Investment. Discussions will also be held on inviting Korean investors to invest in Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Tada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Udhavuli Festival and Dhanya Purnima have been observed across the country today. Udhavuli Festival, celebrated by the Kirat people, especially the Rai, Limbu, Yakha and Sunwar communities, marks the seasonal migration of both people and birds from higher to lower elevations as winter begins. Meanwhile, Dhanya Purnima has also been marked today, as it is the festival of being thankful for a good harvest. It is marked by worshipping rice grains. Likewise, Newar community is celebrating Yomari Pumhi festival today. The festival usually falls in November or December during full moon day. It marks the end of rice harvesting season. People from Newar community celebrate the festival enjoying a special and delicious food known as Yomari. Newar community celebrates Yomari Funi by worshipping at the storage where paddy is stored. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. has made direct contact with the Higher Tehrin al-Sham (HTS) rebels who now control Syria after toppling the Assad regime. It is the first acknowledgement of direct U.S. interaction with HTS, which the U.S. currently still designates as a terrorist organization. According to the BBC, Blinken told reporters that the U.S. has been in contact, in particular, over the fate of the missing American journalist Austin Tice. Blinken was speaking in Jordan after talks with representatives from several Arab countries, Turkey and Europe, to discuss the future of Syria. Officials agreed to support a peaceful transition in the country, with Jordan's foreign minister saying that regional powers did not want to see it descend into chaos. Meanwhile, Israel has launched dozens more airstrikes against Syria, according to a war monitor, despite regional condemnation. Israel has previously said it was taking action to destroy strategic capabilities that threaten it. At least 14 people were killed and maimed where a fierce cyclone battered the French Indian Ocean territory, with officials warning it will take days to know the full toll. According to AFP News Agency, rescue workers and supplies are being rushed in via air and sea, but their efforts are likely to be hindered by damage to airports, and electricity distribution in a territory. 9 people are reported to have been gravely wounded and fighting for their lives in hospital, while 246 more were seriously injured. Now with sports update. Kathmandu Gurkhas and Surpasten Royals register victory in the Nepal Premier League NPL today. Kathmandu Gurkhas defeated Biratnagar Kings by 1 wicket in the first match of the NPL held at TU Cricket Ground, Kirtipur today. Kathmandu achieved the 118-run victory target posted by Biratnagar Kings in 18.1 overs at the loss of 8 wickets. Batting first, Biratnagar Kings had scored 117 runs in 19.5 overs by losing all wickets. Likewise, Sudhir Pashchim Royals defeated Pokhara Avengers by 5 wickets in the second match of the NPL today. Pokhara Avengers were all out in 19.4 overs while chasing 154-run target set by Royals. Pokhara Avengers were limited to 148 runs. With this win, Sudhir Pashchim Royals have secured a spot for the playoff, while Pokhara Avengers are already out of the tournament. Now, Karunali Yaks and Sudhir Pashchim Royals will face each other tomorrow. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister and CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli instructs party leaders and cadres to work actively to improve people's living standard. Home Minister Ramesh Lekha clarifies investigations against Ravi Lamisane are being carried out as per legal provisions ensuring his human rights. Sudhir Pashchim Royals enter playoff, defeating Pokhara Avengers in Nepal Premier League. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says U.S. is in direct contact with SDS rebels controlling Syria after toppling Assad regime. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.